Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Radio family, good morning. Happy weekend. Welcome to another edition of Community Focus, our public affairs show that gets the word out. And I love this time of the morning to get together with members of our community-focused family to talk about good things taking place in our communities. This definitely is great information to share, and I am happy and excited to share with you, radio family. We welcome two new members as our community-focused family is ever-growing, and these two wonderful ladies are going to share information about a free event that is coming to the Reidsville, North Carolina area. So to radio family in Reidsville, I especially extend a good morning to you, as I want to say good morning to Tamar Linscomb, who is with the Worthy Matron Beauty of Reidsville, number 477, and Linda Bass, who serves as the event chair for the Juneteenth Summer Celebration of Culture. Ladies, good morning. Welcome to Community Focus Family. How are you?
Good morning.
It is so
well. Thank you for having
wonderful. Us. It is so nice and wonderful to have you here on the program to talk about the Reidsville Juneteenth celebration. It is getting to be that time, Tamar and Linda, in which the summer season is approaching. You know how we transition. But in North Carolina, I tell you, and I say this jokingly all the time, it seems we will go through four seasons within a half-hour time span. We'll be 40 degrees one day and like 80 the next. But of course, by the time that June rolls around, it will officially mark the beginning of the summer season. So let's get this great conversation, ladies, underway to give those especially who have never attended a Juneteenth celebration what they can be in store for. But first of all, tell me about your organization, the Order of Eastern Star NC Prince Hall Affiliate, and what its purpose is.
Thank you, Renee, and thank you once again for having us.
Absolutely.
The Beauty of Reidsville, number 477, is a subordinate chapter of the Grand Chapter of the Order Eastern Star. We have adoption right for the state of North Carolina jurisdiction, and we are affiliated with the Most Worshipful Prince Hall Grand Lodge of Free and Accepting Masons of North Carolina jurisdiction. We are an incorporated organization, and we do hold a 501c8. And we believe in serving our community through our commitment to build a strong and healthy families. We also try to bring political awareness and involvement, and we also try to educate ourselves to be so we can understand people, and we try to support education and young people. We also have a religious conviction. Our spiritual lives and principles will provide wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for all the things that we endeavor. And we also value those things that are good and nurturing and sustaining that will help us to train the youth, enrich the lives of the mature, and let the community be a better understanding of the importance of good, solid, core values.
And Tamara, thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Please finish. Please finish.
And last but not least, economic growth is essential.
Yes.
To our continued development, to our organization. And we do believe that education is the power of ownership.
Wonderful. And my apologies. I did not, by any means, mean to cut you off. It's Tamar. I just wanted to particularly bring to the attention of the members of our radio family, because our listenership really is across the board. We have young individuals who listen to us, senior adults who listen to us, and then those of us who kind of fall in the in-between stages, that when we talk about or mention organizations such as the Order of Eastern Star and the Prince Hall Affiliate, these are organizations that have been a part of our communities for...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Number of years. So there is rich history affiliated with with both of them. So let me ask you, what inspired you all, let me add that, to join the Beauty of Reidsville number 477 Order of E-Star?
Well, for me, it was the order represented a commitment. I saw the commitment to our community in Reidsville and in Rockingham County and the things that they did and they continue to do. And also, it represented sisterhood for me. And just to see that, and also one thing, the ladies always, even growing up, the ladies always look beautiful in their white, you know, and just that reflection that they brought to our community and to our churches and all, and you know, what better way to give back but to join this organization, this great organization, and continue to do it not only individually but collectively with other sisters.
And thank you for that. And Linda, for you, Miss Linda.
I observed my father, who was a Mason, participate in different activities. And along with the Masons were the Eastern Stars. And this was at a very early age. So I watched them, as Tamar stated, participate in different activities. And they were so beautiful in their white. But I love the ritualistic work of the organization. Mm-hmm. We are involved in training. Each month, we learn stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. We're involved in community activities. And I love the sisterhood with my chapter, my district, and jurisdiction. And during our meetings and all, we travel all over North Carolina. And I am a people person. I never meet a stranger. I do not have any blood sisters, but I have so many sisters and blood brothers through the organization. I love attending the Grand Chapter each year in Winston-Salem and just meeting people, and I am still friends with those people that I have met. The Eastern Stars provide scholarships, and they support selected charities and the local communities. And I like being out and being involved, and people will stop and ask, what are you all doing? Who are you?
Right.
Why are you all doing this? And it just gives you a good feeling to be involved in your community.
Absolutely. And Miss Linda, two things that I take from your comment. Number one, your affiliation, of course, comes from the fact that, like you said, your father was a Prince Hall Mason. So for you personally, this is kind of tradition being passed down.
Yes, yes.
And to
know, if I had a daughter, I would encourage her to join. It's through Bloodline. But it's just a good organization to be involved in.
And that's the one thing that I love about having a public affairs program such as this, is to have the opportunity to talk with wonderful ladies like yourself, Linda, and also Tamar, and what is being done, especially as we talk about, and this is going to be my next question before we actually go to our first break of the morning. Tell us a little history behind Juneteenth for someone that may not be familiar with it. Let's just say they just heard about it, but they really don't know the rich history that's affiliated with it.
Well, the Juneteenth commemorates the effective end of slavery in the United States. So June 19th marks the day when the federal troops arrived in Galveston, Texas in 1865 to take control and to ensure that all enslaved people were free. So, you know, Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863, but it was another 2 years before slaves in Texas, in particular Galveston, were told that they were free.
And Ms. Linda, would you like to add to that?
That's about
okay.
What I have to everything that I have.
Now, I do think I have time for one more question before we go to break. Mm-hmm. And in fact, ladies, let this be the first question. Let's go ahead and do this.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking about, one, this is not only history, but it's important history, especially
exactly.
for this generation of young people now. When we see the events that are taking place mm-hmm. in and around our communities, whether it's right here in North Carolina, the events that are really just happening around the country, and particularly with events that are happening around the world. And when I reference this generation, I'm talking about the generation that is in existence since the Me Too movement. When we mm-hmm. see in the news and we hear about the stories of a George Floyd, or we hear the stories about a Breonna Taylor, there are a generation of our young people that really don't know the struggle because many of them weren't around. They
right.
weren't born. And so there's such an important history with us as a people of color.
Mm-hmm.
And Juneteenth really helps us to see why the importance of this event does take place. Because it's important to know our history, and it's equally
Absolutely.
Important and even a responsibility of sorts, especially for those of us who are parents, to make
Absolutely.
Sure that our children understand this history. Because like I said, there's a generation of our young people
Absolutely.
That have never experienced a struggle of racism, and
That's
it's
wrong.
Rearing its ugly head, even
yes.
in 2022.
Yes.
Compared to the struggles of the 50s and the 60s
uh-huh.
and the
uh-huh.
70s, even when desegregation was taking place. And we can go back even further decades than that.
Uh-huh.
But again, just the importance of why you're having this event. So kind of focus on that as we do take our first break of the morning. But I just wanted to say, ladies, you are no longer newbies. You family now. So welcome to the Community Focus family.
You
are
Thank
so
you.
Welcome. Absolutely. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus and Radio Family. Indeed, we're going to share more important information about the Juneteenth, a summer celebration of culture. And so happy to have as members, the newest members of our Community Focus family, Tamar Linscomb and Linda Bass. Join me, Renee Vaughn, and we will be back with more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus. It's heard on our Odyssey stations every weekend. And Radio Family, along with your great company, of course, the wonderful company of members of our Community Focus family, today no different, as the Beauty of Reidsville, number 477, Order of Eastern Star, and Prince Hall Mason present a free event, the Juneteenth, a summer celebration of culture that is taking place in the beautiful city of Reidsville, North Carolina, in Rockingham County. And as we're back with the second half of the program, joining me, Renee Vaughn, is Tamar Linscomb and Linda Bass, my sisters. We are engaged in really, really good conversation and needed conversation to share about the history of Juneteenth. Now, the summer celebration of culture, we need to give a date, ladies, so radio family who are listening can come out and support you. So if you don't mind, let's start there by sharing the date.
Now, Juneteenth celebration is Saturday, June 18th from 3 o'clock to 7 p.m. in downtown Reidsville at Market Square. Mark your calendars, June 18th.
Absolutely. And Tamar, anything you want to add in addition to that?
we just encourage everybody to come out and celebrate. This is for the entire community, Rockingham County, the Piedmont Triad. We want you all to come and number one, come and visit the beautiful city of Reidsville, North Carolina.
Absolutely.
And also just come and just be prepared to have some good time of fun and fellowship with our organization and even with the residents in our community.
And on that, Tamar, I really appreciate you mentioning that, because on a personal note, and I wanted to share this with members of our radio family, we are a cluster of radio stations here with our Odyssey radio family. And one of our sister stations used to have what was called a Stone Soul picnic right around this time every year. Yeah. Ladies, you remember that? And so one of our sister stations, we used to always look forward to this time of year because we would visit several area cities and we would just have a day of family fun that we call the Stone Soul Picnic. And I remember one of the first stops was always in the Reidsville area. And I so miss that. I really, really do. This was my early days in being here with the radio station. Yeah. So thank you for mentioning that, Tamar, because that just brought back another beautiful memory. And of course, with this Juneteenth celebration, it's going to start some new memories, if you will, because it is going to be a family oriented event. And that's the thing, when we talk about what's going on, especially in the world, there are not a lot of places with which families can feel comfortable being a family together. But then you mentioned something like a Juneteenth celebration that's going to feature food trucks. There's going to be live music. There'll be dance. There'll be storytelling, kids' face painting, and a whole lot more. You've got wonderful vendors supporting you. And I wanted to, again, emphasize the importance of really teaching and helping this generation of young folk who have only heard about the struggles of us as a people, as a culture, as a history. Because, again, when we see so much of the racial ugliness that is taking place, and again, here we are in 2022, and we're still dealing with racial injustice, and we're still particularly dealing with racial hatred. And so the importance of the generation of our young people to come to an event such as this really gives family an opportunity to really learn more about our history and the importance of us as a people who not only survived a struggle, but we're still surviving. We're still fighting, in a sense, if you will. So with that said, what inspired your particular organization to celebrate Juneteenth?
We talked about it. Initially, we were planning a fundraiser, which was actually an idea from our past matron, the late Portia Parrish. And she wanted our organization she wanted us to bring a food truck rodeo to Reidsville, because we don't, you know, we're a small town and we're starting to do some new things.
Right.
So she thought that would be a good idea, something different. And so unfortunately she passed away back last August. So after we came together, we knew we wanted to get this done in her memory.
Right.
And so Sister Linda and another one of our sisters thought about the perfect time we'd do it around Juneteenth, because she was so instrumental in working with the Juneteenth celebrations, and especially in Guilford County and around. And what better way to honor her by not only presenting this food truck rodeo, so to speak, but also do it during the Juneteenth celebration.
Right.
So we kind of incorporated both. And so that is what inspired us to bring this, and also bring this to our city. I think we've only had maybe one prior to, so this is really
this is huge.
This is really big for us.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And for our community and for our city. So we want to honor her legacy by bringing this forth, and what better way to do it in Reidsville and through our organization, the Beauty of Reidsville Order of Eastern Star.
Exactly. And Tamar, the fact that, again, mentioning how beautiful the city of Reidsville is. And I appreciate you touching on that, because you actually did mention this earlier as we were getting our wonderful conversation underway, that this is not just an event for Reidsville residents only. This is open all surrounding cities and counties within the state of North Carolina. And I know we even have radio family that extend out to the Virginia area that, you know, come on to Reidsville. This
That's
is
exactly
open to
right.
any and all in the opportunity to be a part of this event.
Absolutely. We open for everybody. If you're in Danville, Martinsville, right. wherever you can hear this radio station.
Absolutely.
Please come. We've already heard from folks in Durham and Raleigh
nice.
Area. That's coming up, and definitely in our county, Madison, Mayodan, Stoneville, Ruffin, Greens, for everybody. Yeah, we encourage all to come. We're going to have a good time, and we're also going to be safe as well. So do want to mention that. So, we encourage everybody to come out and celebrate with us.
Absolutely. Miss Linda, I think I gave this away. This was going to be my next question. Tell us about the Juneteenth celebration in Reidsville this year. What will you have going on? Let's elaborate on what I touched on earlier.
Well, we are so excited to have this event in Reidsville. We've never had anything like this because this is the Eastern Stars event, but we are so excited. And we've had so many people to inquire about what we're going to be doing. So we've talked to a lot of people. We have sponsors. We have vendors. I'm very happy to tell you that the history of Juneteenth will be presented by one of our very own educators here in
wow.
Rockingham County.
Her
name is Valencia Ann Abbott, and she is a history teacher at RCC Early College. She will be coming to talk to everyone about this, and she'll be making her way throughout the venue all over Market Square talking with different ones about the history. She's a history buff. We're also going to have our DJ and the MC for the afternoon is Damian Smith. Our first black mayor, Donald Gorham,
wow.
will be bringing greetings to the city. And I'm going to put a plug in. He is my Reidsville Senior High School classmate
All
and
right.
Winston-Salem State classmate. Go Rams!
Rams, that's right. WSSU in the house.
Yes, yes, yes. And we'll have some political candidates that will be present, and they will be coming and speaking briefly about the work that they are doing and that what they plan to do if they are elected. We have Malcolm Pickett, who's a gospel rapper. We have a dance group from Jerusalem Church. We're going to be doing line dancing. The Redeemed Sons, under the leadership of David Callens, Reverend Michael Galloway, who is very, very high-spirited, will be there. We will have music throughout the event. We will have a gas raffle from our queen, beautiful, Reidsville queen, D.D. Farrier. We'll be selling gas raffle tickets. We have a lot of different things that's going on the stage and off the stage. We will also have all kinds of vendors. We'll have t-shirts. We'll have a hospitality table. We will have 17 vendors. Some will have information, hats, handbags, shoes, you name it, voter registration. We are going to have a full afternoon from 3 to 7. And we want everyone to come out and support this event. If you don't know about Juneteenth,
you
come
will
out
know.
And find out about
exactly.
it.
You are going
come
to know.
Come That's... on down.
And bring your lawn chair. Bring your lawn chair.
Right? Absolutely.
And we're very fortunate to have some sponsors, but we're looking for more. We have Transcending Beauty Lounge, Zion Baptist Church, Reidsville, our mayor, Don Gorham, and his wife, First Baptist Church, Dr. Joseph A. Bryant, Next Level Skill Camp, a candidate for the Rockingham County Sheriff, Tyrone Scales, Reverend Mrs. William Harrison. So we still need sponsors. Mm-hmm. We still need people to participate. Sister Tamar will give you her Cash App, or you can mail your donation to the Beauty of Reidsville, Post Office Box 1712, Reidsville, North Carolina, 27323. We are excited. Mm-hmm. We think about something different every day.
Right.
We're just going to have a fun time from the beginning to the end.
And look what you did there, Miss Linda, because I was going to ask for the sponsors that you have that have thus been very supportive. And for the sponsors that hopefully, as they're listening to our conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, right, can get in contact with you to say, hey, I want to be a part of this event. Now, let me ask you this. In addition to having the vendors that you have, are you also looking perhaps for volunteers to help assist you with anything?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They can get in touch with us by going to our Facebook page, okay, which is Beauty of Reasonable, number 477 OES. Just send us a message. We're definitely looking for volunteers,
right,
to be on hand just to help out, because we'll have some of our sisters that are trained to do blood pressure checks. They will be doing that.
Just kind of
helping make sure that our vendors are okay,
right,
that everybody in the crowd is okay, and just to help where needed. We're definitely soliciting volunteers. So please, if you're out there and you want to volunteer, you want to help us, go to our Facebook page, Beauty of Reasonable, number 477 OES. Just send us a message. I'll check it, and I will be glad to get back with you.
Wonderful. And Tamar, I really appreciate you mentioning that, because, of course, with this celebration taking place in the month of June, and I alluded to this a little bit earlier on the show, living in a beautiful state like North Carolina, we will get all four seasons within a matter of minutes.
Absolutely.
But generally, you know, June is one of the hottest months in many of our areas. And so the importance of staying well hydrated and just really taking care of each other, which is so important. And that's what you love about being a part of a community, is we
Absolutely.
Are literally a village. At least we try to be, at least we should be, especially in a world that is so racially divided and just so many different adjectives that I could use to describe the world scene as a whole. So when we have events like this that bring not only family together, important events like this bring communities together.
That's right.
Because I think, ladies, between the three of us, when we were growing up, community was such a huge part of everything we did.
Oh, yeah.
You remember there were days when we were kids and when our parents worked and we got home from school, where did we generally go? If we weren't staying at home, we were staying with a neighbor.
At a neighbor's house
until our parents got home from work. If we wanted to participate in activities, you know, some of our best friends were our next door neighbors. And like you said, Miss Linda, having a classmate from WSSU, someone that you have known.
Rams.
That's right. The Mighty Rams of Winston-Salem State. But really to emphasize, again, the importance of taking care of one another and just loving one another, which is just something we just need a lot more of in this world.
Yeah, we do.
Absolutely. And ladies, I just appreciate all the wonderful information that you have shared thus far. So let's repeat a couple of the particulars. Again, the Juneteenth, a summer celebration of culture. Mark your calendars for this, radio family. It is Saturday, June 18th. Beginning at 3 p.m. at the Market Square in downtown Reidsville. And here's another opportunity, ladies, where for someone who has never had an opportunity to visit the beautiful city of Reidsville, here's an event that will give you an opportunity to come and just kind of take a tour of the city while you're a part of the Juneteenth celebration, because there are going to be a lot of not only area residents, but as we mentioned earlier, inviting everyone in the surrounding neighboring counties of North Carolina and neighboring Virginia to come out and to be a part of this event in downtown Reidsville. You're still looking for sponsors, vendors, if you want to volunteer. So there's just really a lot to prepare for. Even as we're speaking today, we still will have an opportunity to get ready for June 18th. And so, ladies, I wanted to give you the opportunity in the next remaining minutes that we have on the show. Is there anything that I didn't cover that you wanted to talk about while we're together here on the weekend edition of Community Focus?
Well, I think you covered basically everything, but we just want to say again that if you would like to mail your donation to the Beauty of Reidsville, Post Office Box 1712, Reidsville, NC 27323. Or, Sister Tamar, you want to give your Cash App?
That is dollar sign MISSTE818.
Excellent. Now, ladies, let me, if I can, ask each one of you, and this probably was not a part of some of the questions that I asked, but for each of you individually and personally, how did you learn about the history of Juneteenth? Was it something you heard about in school, or was this from a family member, or just how did you get an understanding of what Juneteenth means for you personally?
Well, last year... Okay, you can go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Actually, I didn't hear about Juneteenth, unfortunately, until I was grown. Mm-hmm. And it was probably about maybe 15 years ago, when I've heard about it but didn't understand it, you know, the meaning. I was attending a Juneteenth festival in Charlotte.
Okay.
And I knew it was on the 19th. But I didn't really understand. I was there celebrating, but didn't understand really what I was celebrating until after the event. And I came home and did a little research to find out, okay, so what really is Juneteenth? Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of how I learned and just continued to hear more about it. And, of course, we hear more about it over the last few years. You hear more about it. But unfortunately, like I said, I didn't hear about it until, didn't understand it until about 15 years ago.
And Tamar, let me add, I'm sorry, Miss Linda, before you share your comments and thoughts, I just wanted to add and to thank you for expressing that, because that's the one thing that as individuals, we will never stop learning. We have this beautiful ability with which to take in knowledge each and every day. And like you said, you didn't learn about it until you were an adult. And that's probably the case for a lot of our radio family listening, not really knowing, let alone understanding the importance of the history of Juneteenth and why celebrations like this even exist in the first place. So thank you for sharing your personal thoughts. Now, Miss Linda, I'm giving the floor completely to you, my dear. I want to hear about your learning about Juneteenth.
Well, I learned about Juneteenth back in the 80s when I was living in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and they had an event, and I attended it. Just like Tamar, I really wasn't sure what it was, so I went home and looked in an encyclopedia, that's how long ago it was, to see if I could find any information.
Yes.
But then I started doing research about it, and then coming back to Reeseville, I did go to one that was held here. It was on a smaller scale than what we're doing, but that was a beginning for Reeseville. And you know, you just have to research and find out about it, and then on Facebook you see where different cities are having these events, and just see the different things that they're doing. So I really Googled it to find out more information about it, and it's one thing that stuck out in my mind. For some reason, the red drink is something that is significant to Juneteenth. I don't know how we might incorporate that in our event, but that's one thing that I did find out about. But I knew that I wanted to be a part of it. And when we talked about it in January, I was so excited that we would be bringing that to our city. And just like you all have said, we want everybody to attend. It's not just for African Americans.
Exactly.
It's for everyone.
Right.
So we would like for everyone to come on down to Market Square on June the 18th at 3 o'clock and just see what's going on. And check out the sisters and the brothers from Reeseville, the Order of the Eastern Star and the Masons, and you will be overwhelmed with what you see.
And
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Miss Linda, I just love you and Tamar both. And I appreciate that, because this will be an opportunity to see what true community is definitely all about. Now, for those who may be new to the Reeseville area, if you are attending and this will be your first time visiting the lovely city, I do want to share, because we're in that age. Speaking of technology, Miss Linda, and I love you because you went old school when you said encyclopedia.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is long before we had the internet and Google and all the things that we're using now.
I remember the encyclopedia.
I do too. I remember having the set. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. But the physical location I wanted to share, ladies, is 303 South Scale Street in Reidsville, North Carolina. So if you do need to Google it or put it in your GPS or however it is. Now, listen, Miss Linda, I'm going to take you old school again. When I used to travel with my family, particularly my grandmothers, I had one who was the driver. The other was the person who read the road map.
The map.
That's when maps
yes,
were paper
ma'am.
Back in the day,
yes,
Mama.
Right.
So you know
he
what I'm talking about.
He was traveling.
That's right. And
the
if
map.
You, that's right. And in my family, if you sat in that passenger seat across from the driver, your responsibility was to get us from point A to point B by knowing how to read that map. So thankfully, I never got to sit up in the front seat until I was much older. But I digress. Just a good memory I wanted to share, and thank you for letting me do so. Ladies, I so appreciate it. I can't say enough how much I enjoy this public affairs show because it really affords me an opportunity to get to know my radio family as a host of a public affairs program. And I always love when I can add new members to our family. It's constantly growing. So to Marn Linscomb, Linda Bass, ladies, thank you for all you do in our communities.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank
Please
you.
Keep
thank
up the wonderful
so
work. Stay in contact with me. And so,
yeah, we will.
Listen, on this program, there are never any goodbyes, just until next time. So, Tamar and Linda, until
yes,
next
ma'am.
Time, thank you for sharing the wonderful information on the Juneteenth Summer Celebration of Culture. One more time to remind you of the dates, Radio Family, or the date, Saturday, June 18th, 3 to 7 p.m., Market Square, downtown Reidsville. You have been listening
Thank
to
you.
The Weekend. You're Thank welcome, you. Ladies. You are very welcome, as we do officially bring to a close. And so that's why I say, ladies, no goodbyes. I don't like them, so I just say until next time.
Until
that we
next
get
time.
Together.
Until
Absolutely.
Next time.
And engage in wonderful conversation. Radio family, continue doing the good things you're doing in our communities as well. It is greatly appreciated. And you have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations. Enjoy the rest of this weekend, your day, and please stay safe. Everyone, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.